for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Over 30 years of showing up Saturday mornings and opening our phone lines and our door to you, the Arizona homeowner. So you can give us a ring and talk to us about what home improvement, maintenance, or remodeling project you're trying to tackle. And let us put our experience to work for you and see if we can't make that job a little bit easier. We invite you to call us at 1-888-767-4348. That'll put you right into our call screening phone booth. You'll be talking to my wife, sweet Jennifer. She'll get your name, we'll get you on air, get your question, and get you your answer as quick as we can. I've got my son, Romy, here on my right, commanding the spaceship to get you this information. We've got Gary D., our broadcast engineer, in the broadcasting booth. We're all here for you, the Arizona homeowner, with the goal of trying to become your best friend. We don't want you to even think about touching your home until you check with RosieOnTheHouse.com. Many of you subscribe to our weekly newsletter that we send out digitally every single week, and you'll know when you receive that email what we're going to be covering this week. And it comes with tips in print that you can't get anywhere else. And I'm flattered when I see messages come in like this one that came in this week. Rosie, I think your video saved my marriage. Another one. Rosie, my wife told me or asked me, why did it take 3 years to fix that door when Rosie showed you how to do it in 3 minutes? So these are all the things we do to become every single Arizona homeowner's best friend. So we're trying to be best friends with about 3.5 million people. This radio show is just one dimension of that attempt.
And one other one is our home maintenance calendar. If you have received it and it's hanging up on your wall or your refrigerator, this month of April, you may have noticed the Arizona Paint Company featuring one of their nice finished projects that they recently did. There's also a little insignia on it that says 10-year paint warranty. Joe, 10 years on paint.
It's a little tough, but we can do it. We've got a great product we use from Sherwin-Williams. We do a two-coat process. The product we use is called Duration, and it goes on about twice as thick as a normal paint.
So, and I'm sorry, this is exterior application.
Yeah.
You can get more than that on the interior.
Yeah, yep. Depending on how many kids you have knocking on the walls and banging on them, but your interior should last until you get sick of the color.
But for the Arizona sun, the UV, the color fade, paint isn't isn't your waterproofing agent, but it's a shedding agent. A good coat will shed the water off. When you start seeing that fading, the chalking, the cracks in the stucco, you know the rain's penetrating that when it's coming in, and your paint is like a good duck's back. You know, it sheds the water off your home.
Yeah, absolutely. We think of it as a raincoat, you know, or a jacket that protects your home from the heat and the sun, the elements, and we get some pretty bad ones here in Arizona. So you need to have it protected and covered. And
for years, we were saying 5 to 7 was your max. And, if you let it go so far that you do see the color fading and everything, you know, it takes more product to correct it. So if you paint more frequently, you're using less product. So in the long run, it actually saves a little bit more. But now you're saying 10 years.
Yeah, we actually did the math, and it actually saves the average homeowner about $120 per year to go with our gold package, is what we call it. It's a 10-year warranty product because it lasts longer and you're not going to have to paint as often. But again, that's a full, it's a really premium process. We're doing two full coats of this paint, which is twice as thick as a normal paint. So you got to think of it kind of like getting almost the thickness of 4 coats on your house. That's why we're able to offer that.
And is this spray application still? Do you have to have a special paint wand to do this? Are you changing out nozzles, or is it all rolled?
This process, you can use a normal sprayer, but the way we do it with our gold package is the first coat is sprayed and then back rolled. So we actually have one guy spraying the house and putting the paint on, and then we have another guy following behind, dipping his brush in the bucket, or I'm sorry, his roller in the bucket, and actually working that paint into the grooves of the stucco and into the to the cracks and really helping to penetrate. Then we let it dry for 4 hours. And then we apply the second coat on top of that. And that second coat spread.
And that's not what most homeowners are being quoted.
No, no. So, you know.
And I'll say this, Romy, you mentioned it, that for years we told people, look, you have to repaint your stucco home about every 5 to 7 or 8 years. And for 30 years I've said that. And homeowners would accuse me of, well, you're just a shill for the paint company. You're just working for the paint manufacturers. They wouldn't believe me. You know, it's been 25 years since I've painted my house. I said, yeah.
And well, it looks
me,
like it.
Let me come over there with a red rag and rub it, you know. So then when y'all came out with 10 years, this is like the ongoing education of Rosie Romero, that it is product technology advances, some very peculiar, specific prep steps that you take, and as well, a protocol of application that exceeds what, how do you compete when you're out there visiting with a homeowner when they're getting bids for, what do you call it? When you just spray left and right,
so
horizontal and vertical, and they call that two coats, back to back.
Yeah, they call that's just cross-hatching. So yeah. I would say about 80 to 90% of painters in Arizona are calling a two-coat process cross-hatching, which is really just putting two coats on at the same time. So we do offer that because it is to help save on cost a little bit. So yeah, we do offer that as a service, but we really want to educate the homeowners that in reality, a real two-coat process, when you're getting your bids, it needs to have at least 4 hours of dry time between coats.
And will the weather determine that 4 hours? If it's a colder morning, do you have to maybe string it out to six? And
you know, in Arizona, we're lucky it's so dry. So 4 hours is their spec sheet for the whole U.S. I think you're always safe with 4 hours in Arizona, as long as it's not raining or very cold, you know, December morning. So definitely want to have that dry time. I would always recommend getting that two-coat process. It's just that extra layer of protection. But a true two-coat process needs to have that four-hour dry time.
We're here for the purpose of trying to educate you, the Arizona homeowners, on what to expect when getting a quote for your home paint job. Joe and I have worked over the years about coming up with that Rosie certified paint job and being able to offer it. And now it's going to be a more expensive paint job than you get quoted. And other painters don't even know how to quote it because they don't know what the specifications are.
Yeah, exactly. You have to think most of your painters are going to say, we'll give you two coats, but they go around and do it once, and that's that. And to be a true Rosie certified job, we want to have two coats with dry time. And then we would even recommend back rolling that first coat. But it does take extra time, so that does affect the cost a little bit of your paint job. But it's well worth it because it's going to last longer and it's going to look better and protect your house a lot better, which is what we all want to do.
We're talking with Joe Campbell of the Arizona Paint Company. If you've got a painting project or paint questions, you can jump on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions, you can send to 411-923, and email, you can send to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Now, with the paint twice as thick, you know, I'm picturing your 5-gallon bucket, you're getting it in. What about coverage? Square foot coverage, does it take more to cover? Does it do less to cover?
Yeah, it absolutely takes more. I mean, it's a lot thicker. It's similar to your elastomeric paint, but it doesn't have the problems that Rosie talks about with your peeling and things like that. So it's very thick, and it only goes about, I would say, about two-thirds of the distance your average paint would go. So your average house, we're using quite a bit more paint on there as well. And that's part of where the cost comes from. But again, you get what you pay for with the product you're putting on your house. So it's well worth that investment.
And since that nasty word made it onto the broadcast, I need to be perfectly clear with everyone. We do not recommend painting your house with elastomeric paint, period.
And a lot of people have stopped calling it elastomeric. They say, like, you know, forever paint or, you know, some other tricky word, trying to avoid that elastomeric because they've, you know, the public's catching on to the fact that, you know, although it's a great product, it's not what, it's not meant to be the exterior paint of your home.
Yeah.
Dams.
We would not recommend
lighthouses, you know, concrete, solid form walls. You know, that's where your elastomerics are applicable, not your stucco residential home.
Yeah. The only area we really do push it on a residential exterior is on like a Santa Fe style home with parapets. You know, that is a very good idea to have elastomeric paint rolled on the top of those parapets just to give it another
layer. But it's not the vertical wall. It's the top of the
parapet. Just the tops, just where the rain's going to hit and penetrate.
Well, the word creeped into the conversation, so I wanted to take the opportunity. That's almost like using a four-letter word on the air. We try and wash it out. So it take it from me, who has been building and remodeling in Arizona for over 45 years. It's come and it's gone, and there were a lot of painters that made a lot of money applying it in the 70s when it first hit the market. Those same painters made an awful lot of money tearing it all off in the 90s. It's for a lot of reasons, it is not the proper product for an exterior vertical paint surface.
Yeah, exactly. You're better off just upgrading to that latex acrylic, 100% acrylic paint, and going that route is going to give you a lot better protection.